You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Fifi Peters is leading the conversation all across South Africa right now. Stay tuned to SAFM.
Good evening and welcome to the SAFM Market Update with myself, Fifi Peters. Good to be back with you. It has been quite a busy day on the JSE today. Lots of company updates to go through, as well as the recovery that we have seen in the stock market. We will bring you those details and exactly what moved your money in just a moment. Moody's is worried about the financial position of around five municipalities that had recently downgraded. We'll have the city of Joburg just join the show and tell us exactly what has happened since it was downgraded by Moody's and what the plans are to address some of those concerns. We get the latest updates on how wage negotiations with COSATU, the largest union in South Africa, is going. And an interview that I'm really looking forward to, we get to ask the CEO of Investec Bank what the damage from the riots and the looting was in the banking industry. He's also the chairperson of the Banking Association of South Africa and will be speaking on behalf of the banking industry at large. If you have a question for Richard, go ahead and let him know. Ask him, and you can do so by tweeting us at MoneyWeb News and tweet me at Fifi Peters. But let's check in on the markets and to update us on what kept investors busy and what was top of mind for them in today's session is Chantal Marks, Head of Research at F&B Wealth and Investments, one of my favorite fund managers. I've declared my conflict of interest. How are you doing, Chantal?
Hi, Fifi. It's the first time we're speaking on the radio. It's so wonderful to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you. And I hope it's definitely not the last. But it was quite a busy day for you. Not only the recovery, but of course, also all the updates that you had to go through. I mean, what stood out for you in today's session?
Yeah, I mean, it really was centered around the miners this morning, with BHP Group releasing its production update for the full year that it ended in June. And we also had the Anglo-American stable coming out with production updates for its second quarter, which was between the end of March and the end of June. Both companies reported very solid production results. And I think Anglo-American Platinum really stood out in that regard. But it's very important to maintain a steady mind during this time, because it does look quite incredible. But when you do consider that last year during the same quarter, we had them at 50% capacity due to hard lockdown rules around mining. And they also had their concentrator plant out of action. Still, it was pretty decent, and the result, the rally in the share prices actually speak for themselves. And then the second thing that stood out to me was we finally got some updates from Pick n Pay and ShopRite, just detailing some of the knocks that they took as a result of the unrest that we saw in KZN and parts of Gauteng last week. And what stood out for me from this was that it is about between 7% and 10% of stores that were impacted, but some of these are still not open, and some of the mall operators or the shopping center operators are actually opting to keep these stores closed. And I think that's what's going to have the longer term impact, or at least the medium term impact, on these companies, even though they have pretty decent insurance cover against these events.
I mean, that insurance cover, a lot of companies are saying that it's there. For some, it's even the maximum amount. But there's also a lot of concerns about, you know, the volumes are in claims that Sasria is going to be going to have to deal with all at one go, and whether it will be able to, and whether there will be delays in making payments. And I'm just wondering to myself, in the event that there is, even for a big giant like a ShopRite or a Pick n Pay, they will have to temporarily plug in or fill in that gap from somewhere, right? And I'm wondering if you as investors are concerned about perhaps future dividends, you know, being on the line as the cleanup continues.
So for now, we're not really concerned. These companies have ample cash available. I think in terms of Sastria's ability to process these claims, I think that's probably the biggest issue, as you've highlighted, because I think in the last year they on average processed about 12 claims a month. So I mean, this is absolutely massive from a Sastria standpoint. But they've done a few things that I think will at least help clear the backlog. Mm. The first thing that will really help small and medium enterprises is that they have they've opted to not go out to site if a claim is smaller than 1 million rand, and to let the private insurers kind of handle those claims. And they're releasing payments for those claims pretty quickly. In terms of the larger claims, I think that they'll get to them. And I don't think that they have a problem paying them, which I think is the most important factor. And as I mentioned, these companies have quite substantial cash balances, and they do have access to ample credit facilities. So they'll be able to turn to tide this over until the insurance payments are made. I think because you are maybe just looking at a mistiming of cash flows and not cash flow that completely disappears, I'm a little bit less concerned around dividends. Also, ShopRite and Pick n Pay are not companies that I'm holding for the dividend. Their dividend yields are actually quite low. So I think overall for investors who invest specifically for dividends, it's not something that they should be overly concerned about for now.
All right, but staying in the retail space, I'm wondering if you said yippee when you saw that update from Mr. Price that deal had finally gotten the green light from all the regulators involved, and what this means at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's quite small for Mr. Price, but I think it's quite exciting for them to enter the online space in a meaningful way and to benefit from some of the first movers in online shopping in South Africa. Yuppie Chef really has been around for quite a while. And before these guys were the big retailers were even thinking about an online presence, Yuppie Chef did it in a very elegant way. I also think that entering a space in the market that's more towards the upper end is quite an interesting shift for Mr. Price. I know Mr. Price views themselves as their core business as being targeted at the higher LSM groups, but they're not really in the luxury space, right? And I think that this could open up interesting opportunities for them in that market.
All right, Chantel, thanks so much for your insights. I always enjoy them, as always. Chantel Marks, Head of Research at FNB Wealth and Investments.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.